With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Hank Snow Tribute Show, scheduled for August, has been canceled. This marks the third year in a row the annual tribute has been called off because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Vina Moses with the Hank Snow Museum says uncertainty around what restrictions will be in place this summer have forced organizers to call the event off.
We are already preparing for the Hank Snow tribute. We started around December. We have money that we have to outlay beforehand. The board was worried that perhaps anything that they deposited might not be returned.
Those include deposits paid to artists, the venue, equipment, and souvenir suppliers. The tribute show normally attracts around 2,000 people to the Liverpool area and is the main source of income for the museum. Moses says private donors and all three levels of government have stepped in to keep the museum operating during the pandemic. But she says it's the fans of the Country Music Hall of Famer that drive the event.
People don't realize that the Friends of Hank Snow Society is not limited to Nova Scotia. It's not limited to Queens, to Nova Scotia. It's not limited to Canada. We have people from all over the world.
Despite a passion for the man who wrote iconic hits such as I'm Moving On and I've Been Everywhere, Moses says many people are still wary of gathering indoors at a large event. Last year, the Friends of Hank Snow Society held an outdoor mini tribute at the Hank Snow Museum, and plans are in place to do that once again on the third weekend in August in place of the annual tribute show. Moses says the group is planning to add another small country music festival to be held on the grounds on the weekend of July 23rd. Anyone wishing to attend either of those events can book ahead by contacting the Hank Snow Museum. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.